But just a few words, and then a lesson will be yours. First, I'd like to say, Brother Jones, I sure did like that song that you led there, that old one. It carries a special meaning to me, and well, that's because my uncle has a brother-in-law, and his daughter goes to a beauty parlor, and I think it's that one down there, 15th and Magnolia there, crossing the Tasty Freeze. There's always a big, kind of a fat woman in the chair there at the corner, sitting there. And anyway, so this lady in the beauty parlor, she knows my mother and my family, and she says, this might, you know, it's not verified, but she thinks that we're actually related to Stamp Baxter, but it's not verified. But so that song and a lot of the old songs, I kind of cherish them, probably, you know, a little more than most of you. Well, I didn't know really what to talk about, so at first I thought, well, I'll talk a little bit about communism and how it's wrong and everything, and because I've had I went to college a little bit and, you know, learned some things and had some history, but then I thought, well, no, because I might use some words that would be a little bit unusual to the common layman. And so I thought, well, maybe, you know, preachers preach on evolution. So I thought, well, I'll preach a sermon on evolution. And then I thought, wait a minute. I've been, like I said, I've been to college and got my AA degree, and I know it was in finance, but I did learn about evolution, and because I had to take a class in earth science, and I just knew that if I did that, I could probably say some things just above some people's heads, and we probably wouldn't be on the same level, and none of us understand each other. So I didn't really know what to talk about, so I decided on a sermon, and the life of Paul is what I'm going to talk about, the life of Paul. And so I'm going to kind of get right into it. And so Paul, he did some things, and a lot of things, and so I do it is I put his things that he did, I kind of put them in three categories, group them in three categories. Paul did some bad things, Paul did some good things, and then Paul did some things. And the things are just things, you know, like everyday things that, you know, real practical and that don't matter, not good or bad, just like sometimes we listen to our record player, or, you know. So I'll talk about that when I get to it. But so let's begin our lesson, and maybe we can glean from the scriptures things that would be beneficial to us in our everyday life. So let's start right in with the bad. Paul did some bad things, and nothing to be ashamed of. But what did Paul do that was bad? Well, first Paul had an argument. And he argued. See, there's this guy he didn't really like, Mark. Mark was a guy that went with him on his trips, his preaching trips. And he's kind of a mama's boy, I think. That's what I think Paul thought about him. So then one time they were talking about what kind of a guy was, Mama's boy, if you will. And then they got in an argument, and then Barabbas got into it, and they all three all argued and everything, and I don't know if they fought or what, but they got in an argument. I got a, there's this guy that I work with, he was talking about that one day, and he, you know what he said? He thinks that, that they fought and boxed each other a little, you know, mad. And I told him that I didn't think so, but he's that kind of guy. He said that Zorro, remember the TV series Zorro, that he thinks that that's Cuba doing that series, and it's propaganda, and they're trying to overthrow the United States. He thought that Infidel Castro, I call him Infidel, that Castro was using Zorro as propaganda, trying to overthrow him. But I, you know what I said? I said, speak where the Bible speaks, be silent where the Bible's silent. And the Bible doesn't say anything about Zorro and overthrowing the USA. And, it might have, I think it was probably, the Mexicans. But, well, anyway. So, Paul, had an argument, and then that was bad. Number one, he had an argument. So, number two, what did Paul do that was bad? Well, Paul, got stoned. And, I know some of you people, I just learned it from TV. I don't hang around that crowd, but motorcycle gangs. But I know that stone means intoxicated. Stone means intoxicated. So, he got stoned thrice. But the way I look at it, see, is, that's not bad for, your whole time that you're alive here on Earth three times. And it probably, and I don't think it was a marijuana trip. I don't, think it was that. I think it, was probably alcohol. Because, if you look real close in the Bible, not just one verse, but look at all the verses in the Bible, then eventually you'll see this verse. And, you know what? Paul offered Timothy some alcohol. And, I don't know if Timothy took it or not, but Paul did offer him some alcohol. Said it was for his tummy. But, so, some of you, I see some of you, nodding your heads and some of you shaking your heads, and, that goes back to the milk and the meat, you know. Those that are, nodding your heads and agreeing with me, you're probably on the meat of the word, and then those that are shaking your head and disagreeing, you're probably not yet on the meat. You're probably on the milk of the word, and not understanding this. That's, well, that kind of goes back to why I'm up here, and you're down there gleaning from me. But any, so Paul did some bad things. He argued, and then he got drunk, maybe. We're not sure much. But, okay, so that takes care of that category. So, Paul did some good things. We can't just mar his reputation. He did some good things. And, what did he do that was good? Well, he didn't like denominations. You say, preacher, where do you get that? I'll tell you where I get that is in 1 Corinthians 1:1. 1 Corinthians 1, and so there are some people there, and he said, their people were saying, I'm of Cleo, and or Cletus, or somebody, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Paul, and so they're getting in a little groups, and Paul said that was bad. And that was good that he said that was bad. Number one, he didn't like denominations. And you look around you and take a good gander at the world we live in. I'm ashamed to call myself a human being sometimes. We have a lot of denominations. Just Latter-day Saints. Latter-day Saints. And, Seventh-day Adventists. And, Free Will Baptists. And, of course, the old standbys, the Catholics and the Jews. And even, and if, as of late, if you watch TV, you can even see that there's even a new one. What they call a Jews militia. Kind of, I guess, a branch of the Jews. There at Beirut. Where the terrorists are. But, so there's a lot of denominations. And Paul says, I don't like them. And he said, furthermore, that, was he crucified for you? And, of course, that's what we, in the college circles, call a rhetorical question. The answer is no. So, you might just say no. So, was he crucified for you? No. Was it, and we might say, was any Latter-day Saint, crucified for you? No. Was Roger Miller crucified for you? No. Well, Roger Miller, not the singer, but the guy that started the Baptist Church. Was he crucified for you? No. Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, William? Was that his name? William Miller? No, you're shaking your head. I don't think that's right. I think William Miller might be a singer. I don't know. I think it was Roger Miller, what I said the first time. But anyway, was he crucified for you? No. So number one is Paul didn't like denominations. And that's good. So what else, was good about Paul? Well, we can read in the Bible that Paul got baptized. And that's good. And I have here, let's just open the Word to, I have 1 Chronicles 1, 15 and 16. Is that right? That sound right. Might be. Okay, 1 Chronicles, let's see. I think 1 Kings 17. Okay, I got the right book. I'm in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 1:16. That's what I have. It's just, and the Arvadite and the Zemarite and the Hamathite. Let's see. When I was turning over there, I didn't think that was right because Paul's in the New Testament, and in 1 Chronicles, he's in the Old Testament. But lucky for me that I do have some training, in recall. In college, we studied things like that when I was getting my degree, AA degree. But I think I can quote. The scripture is, so Paul got baptized, and I think he says something to the neighborhood of, for I'm thankful to God that I was baptized in none other than the house of Stephanie. That's it. For I'm thankful to God that I was baptized in none other than the house of Stephanie. And so we see gleaning from the scriptures that Paul was baptized in them. So that was good. And so, number one, what? Didn't like denominations. Number two, what? Got baptized. So that takes care of that category. And then the other category that just, it's every day he did some things. Well, like what? Well, number one, buffeted his body. 1 Corinthians 9. And he said he buffeted his body. And, of course, the scholars and people and my colleagues and all and the religious circles of discussion, maybe some in the halls of ivory, are trying to discuss this and find out what it means. I buffet my body, and of course we got out all the Bible study aids, and I might name them off. It'd be good to look up the exact word buffet, and you can find that in a strong analytical concordance every time you find. If you don't have that big one strong, then just get the crude concordance. It's kind of small. It's just kind of crude. And then when you find it, then you might want to look into the Vine's Explosive Dictionary, and it'll tell you in detail what it is, the buffet. And, of course, you may use the Knave's Tropical Bible. And in that case, you just look under buffet. And some of you like me that have been to college and are, well, somewhat educated and have AA degrees or higher, might go ahead and get or it has a Greek and the English there together. It's kind of a book, the Greek Interliner. And then you look right under buffet, and it has the Greek word. And you take that Greek word, and you go look it up in a Lexington book. But so we've, all the scholars, and of course me, have studied this. I buffet my body, and I'm right now we all differ a little. And I'm toying with this idea, and I'll just toss it out for you, and you do what you will with it, and get back to me, you know. Especially those of you that are nodding your head on the meat of the word. And but you know what I think it means? I think it means this. Now follow me. You're gonna have to follow me. Those times were bad. Okay. I mean, they were barbaric. See, it's not like today where we're civilized. This might be, we might say, the age of the handheld calculator. But it was barbaric then, and those people were some rough hombres, if you will. Hombres means men. But some, I bet, were cannibals. That eat people. And so, you know, buffet. Think about it. Campbell. You know what I think? I think that Paul was buffeting his body for food. Yeah, he was. Because of cannibals and all, and they're barbaric, and he probably knew that they might eat him anyway. But and besides, he said, "I've become all things to all men, and cannibals are men." And so, of course, I just throw that out with you. Some of my colleagues and I, we all are trying to learn this. And when we do get settled on something that makes good sense, maybe the cannibal, or what I call the cannibal theory, then we'll report back, as it were, and see if we can help out a little on this. So Paul buffeted his body, and then, so number one, what, did I say number one? Yeah, I mean, I know I did when I was talking about the good things that he did and the bad things, but I mean, just now, did I say number one, buffet his body, or, okay, so number one, he buffeted his body, and that was good. Number two, what did he do every day? Well, I'll tell you something he didn't. And we might think of doing it. Paul changed his name. Paul changed his name. Sure did. And his name, see, it used to be Saul. And when he got baptized, he says, I'm going to be called Paul. And Paul, Saul, it kind of sounds the same, you know, and I like it. And besides, I won't have to be named after a bad king. How many people do you know named Saul, huh? Let me see your hands. Not many. Not any. And I don't know anybody personally named Saul. And so he changed his name. And I think, besides, as a little child playing in the streets, somebody might say, "There goes Saul, the king," you know, make fun a little bit, and then it might embarrass him. But so he changed it, and but not all people change their names in the Bible. Cornelius didn't change his name. He got baptized, and then for some reason, he liked his name, Cornelius, and kept it. But I know that, well, if I was named Cornelius and then I got baptized, that might be just the break I was looking for, to change my name. Because it sounds like, is there any Cornelius in the audience? Okay, good, not any. And because I think it sounds kind of like a black person's name. And I didn't see either. Nothing wrong with being black, like you are. I was just saying that sounds kind of like one of your kind of people's names. Anyway, let's go on to, I tell you, some people that I think, that ought to change their names is, I'm gonna get to jump on you this time. Are there any Mexicans in the, audience? Good. I think that some Mexicans ought to, change their name because, their name is, some of them has a name, Jesus. Because I saw a baseball player, and I looked at it, and his name was Jesus. And, of course, they try to be sneaky and get around that, and they kind of, Jesus. But I don't know who they think they're fooling, because you could see it written right there on the television, Jesus, and they try to make you think it's a H, the J, it's a H, so it's a J, but it's a J, you know. I don't think a lot of them go to college like we do in here. So what did Paul do? Well, number one, buffeted his body, and then number two, he changed his name, just everyday occurrences. And so, number three, what did he do? Everyday thing that was, you know, not good or bad. He exercised, and he ran a race for celery. Running for celery, kind of like a walkathon where you walk for maybe money or something. But a friend of mine is a barber, and he cuts hair. There is a man that comes in, and he's a scholar, has been to college, and me, and so I kind of relate to this, and I'll share it with you. But it says that that's like the Olympics, that Paul ran celery for the Olympics, and I guess he's in real good shape. But so and he didn't cheat, because he says he didn't want to be disqualified by beating air. I don't know that guy, but evidently that guy was pretty good too. He's supposed to win air, and so that's but while we're talking about the Olympics, just a little while, see, we just had Olympics there at Sarajevo. See, there's the J, and they've even started saying Havo, But, I see my time has almost gone. Like, I can't get these things to be quiet. But, okay, so, but anyways, the Olympics was, the Russians, they're kind of sneaky. Because they, okay, there it goes. But, they, kind of would, put their, professional people in, and they're wishing our boys. And I kind of think that'd be like, just for purpose of illustration, saying that we all started college together, and then I came in and started with most of you who hadn't, been to college. And of course, you know, I might, shine a little bit. No special thing, just that I have had college, got my AA degree, and so that wouldn't be fair. Sorry. But okay. Just a second here. Okay, one more thing Paul did, everyday thing that Paul did. Is he said some tongue twisters, kind of like you might say, Peter Pan picked a pimple until his face was peppery, or Shelley sold shells by the Shelley seashore, or something like that. And so if you got a Bible, King James Bible, I wanted to kind of go back to the original and get it just like Paul said it. And so it's in Romans here 7, and it's in verse, let's see, 19 and 20 and 21. It's just kind of an everyday thing Paul did, told the tongue twister, and so I'll kind of read it to you. Slow first. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in the law that when I would do good, see, it goes on and on. And so, I show you, it's a monster when you try to read it fast. You get all twisted. Okay. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. For the good that I would do, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, I mean, I give up. But Paul was good at tongue twisters, and so he wrote some, and that's one, and there are many other things that you could glean from the scriptures about tongue twisters and things. And I sure am sorry about saying that about a black person. But, okay, so anyway, in summary, there's some things that Paul did, right? That's right. That's what we've been saying all. Paul did some bad things. Paul did some good things. Paul did some things. And so, the thing that you need to do is do your own thing, right? The thing that you need to do is the thing that Paul did, and that thing is... See, I'm learning tongue twister. I'm trying to incorporate them into my delivery, kind of like Paul, you know? Be ye intimidators of me, right? So, anyway, I did never get to what that thing was baptized, and so, Ezra, stand and sing.